Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, well, well. Hello and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am Glovina Williams. And I want to, of course, as always, I want to welcome and extend a warm welcome to all of our listeners and also to our first-time listeners. I like to add, we promise we won't waste your time. In this episode, we're going to look at how to unlock the divine will of God for your life. And just to kind of remind some of us, if we've been walking in circles, some of us haven't, but some of us have, just maybe going around the same mountain over and over again. Well, today we're going to look at how we can unlock this will. You know, even if you're driving a car and the wheels lock, you can't go anywhere. You're stuck. You're stagnant. So even if we take a little play on words here, how to unlock the will. Unlocking the will for our life and that divine plan that God created us, the reason why He brought us to this planet. He brought us to this planet in order for us to fulfill. Today, as I was preparing and thinking about all that's going on in the world today, a woman that I talked to the other day, she just began to remind me that we are ascending. We're going higher. And as we're going higher, we must know the perfect and divine will that God has for our life, because we don't want to miss this move of God. I like to put it like this. It is your spiritual birthright to ascend, to go higher, to climb, to soar, to come up to a new dimension, a new level. I'm going to go so far as to say to be prosperous and wealthy, affluent, to flourish, to thrive, not just survive, but to thrive and to abound, to succeed and do well in things that you put your hands to do. In other words, your spiritual birthright is to achieve, to accomplish something, and not just to live just for day-to-day living, but have a purpose and know what that purpose is. And hopefully we can look at something today, maybe something to put in your toolkit that can help you to unlock, I'm talking about the will, so that we can continue to move forward. You may have made a great leap in life, and then now you're just there. You're wondering what next, God, or you may not have even thought about it. You're just there. Well, now we're going to move forward, because I believe that Yeshua, we know as Jesus the Christ, He was the ultimate example. He gave us an example of wealth. Can I say it like this? Internal and external wealth. An internal wealth as well as an external wealth. And that's where we want to be. We want to have that internal wealth of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and compassion and insight. We can go on and on. And then we want that to be converted to external wealth, right? Jesus even took water and turned it into the finest of wine. Talk about some readjustment of molecules. He multiplied cod, bread, and fish. He fed thousands of people. I'm talking about an internal wealth, an internal supply that can be converted to external wealth and supply. He even raised the dead to life. He even had someone to go and retrieve money from a fish's mouth so that he could pay his taxes. Hey, some of us are right there right now. He even had internal wealth. Listen to this portion. He asked God, he asked Yahweh to forgive those who arranged and carried out his crucifixion. Even on a very practical note, a person may never come to you and apologize. It doesn't negate that you know the truth or that they indeed wronged you, but your part, I'm talking about internal wealth right now, your portion, some of you can probably for me, your role, your portion is to forgive. That's internal wealth. Because we know Yahweh is the source, God is the source of all of our good. Therefore, since he's the source, he's unlimited, guess what? We can increase. Yes, we can increase. We can increase in health, wealth, happiness, spiritual wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Listen to me. Even, you know, when Jesus was born, he walked the earth. He sacrificed his life for us to have an abundant life. Abundant. I don't have to define abundant. To have an abundant life. I'm going to read a scripture, St. John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse. It says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." This is Jesus talking. And then he says, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." He's talking about you. He's talking about me. Listen, even beginning in his ministry, he went and recruited a tax collector, his disciples. You know, he had order within his ministry. He had order internally, and he had order externally. He even had a treasurer. That's why I know he wasn't broke. He had a treasurer, and his treasurer's name was Judas. So there was an orderly handling of the money. Remember, he fed 5,000 people in the desert. That was not including women and children. He even supported the 12 disciples who traveled with him. And he did it all ego-free. He didn't have to say, "I did this." He didn't have unlawful pride in what he did. But we want to focus on unlocking the will of your life. We're going to say one thing that we can do to unlock the will, to get moving, to continue to move, to not slow down, is to have the right attitude and the right heart. You even have to have the right attitude and the right heart regarding your financial matters. We saw an example. Jesus had the right attitude regarding his financial matters. He kept his financial matters in order. In terms of materialism to spiritualism. What I mean by that, nothing spooky, but begin to think, come from the realm of what's outside of you and begin to look within you, because once we begin to operate from an inner perspective of God and the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us, this is what happens. It begins to bring the better things to us. And what I'm saying is this, wherever you are right now, if you can begin to go within and begin to internalize, begin to consult with the mighty power of God that is on the inside of you, wherever you are right now, God will take you to a new level and a new dimension. What are you saying? Simply change the way you think. Let's not pass on a mentality of lack and a mentality of undeserving. Don't pass these thoughts on to our next generations. Let's find God's will. The disciples that traveled with him, they found his will. They found his divine will. And you know how they found his will? By following him. He did private miracles with them. Remember, he did a miracle where he increased their business when they were fishing. That was more of a private miracle. He did public miracles. We spoke about it a little earlier at the wedding at Cana, where he transformed the water to wine. They began, I'm talking about these people that followed Jesus, they began to ascend. They began to go to a higher level, a new dimension. They began to rise above their current circumstances, and it was done honorably. You want to rise and ascend honorably, because if we are not ascending honorably, guess what? We fall off the track. And even as this planet is ascending, be in an honorable position in our minds and in our thoughts. We're not saying put your trust in riches. We're not saying that. What we're saying is keep your perspective right concerning finances. There's a scripture, and sometimes it gets misquoted. I'm sure I've done it as well, where they say money is the root of all evil. It actually says the love of money is the root of all evil. So we don't want to love money. Of course, we appreciate what it can do. But we want to keep our perspective right concerning our finances. Because it even says in the Word of God, that in the book of Matthew, that you cannot serve God and manna. In other words, God and money. So how do we unlock the will? By beginning to grasp, really begin to grasp what God is teaching you, and don't allow anyone to ever take it away. I've shared with you before, if I haven't, to some of the new listeners, when I was growing up, my mother taught us to get an education, and she would add on to that, because no one can take that away from you. It is the same as you walk in the Spirit. Grasp it. Hold on to it with all your might, because no one can take this away from you. And even if you've strayed away, return back. Return back to seeking and really developing the will that God has for your life. The world needs you. Even as we're ascending to a whole new plane, we're different. Nothing's the same anymore. It may look a little rugged. It may look like I want it the old way. Well, it's not going to happen, just like you don't have the old way of communicating. We communicate by cell phones now. We communicate by texting each other. We communicate various ways. But everything is not done the way it was done before. So we have to learn how to move forward with this. And even as we grasp on to what God is doing, and some of us need to grasp more current technology. Grab some of those nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, grandkids, great-grands. Have them give you one or two lessons as we are ascending. We're not just going to a higher level in God. We're going to a new dimension. In other words, as we are ascending, we're moving forward. Oh, I know you got that picture. So we grasp what he has given you. Hold on to it. And if you've strayed away, return. So grasp and return. These are tools that we're giving today. And then begin to convert. You know, when you travel overseas, you have to bring a converter with you. You can't just plug in your, for example, I'll use a hair dryer. You can't just plug your hair dryer directly into the socket. You need a converter, because in some countries that power is more powerful than the 110 that we work with here in the United States and other countries as well. So we have to bring a converter with us. So we have to convert that power so that it can do what it's intended to do. We have to convert it. We have to change it. If you think about it, Jesus was a carpenter. He could convert ideas into visible form. Yeah, he could take wood. There was an idea in his mind or in the mind of someone else. It's like those of you that have had your houses built or artists. This is why we so much need our artisans. God gives them ideas, and they take those ideas and they convert them into visible form, painting, sculpture, and the same with you. You're the plan for your life. It is imperative that you grasp what God has given you, your spiritual gifts. If you've turned away, return back and begin to work on those goals. And then what? Begin to convert. Take deals, those thoughts, the divine plans, the directions, the instructions that Almighty God is releasing within you now, and begin to convert them into visible form. Bring them out of one dimension into the dimension where we can see it, we can touch it or feel it or hear it. Do you understand? He wants us to create our lives in such a way where we are giving glory to our Creator. He wants us to live and create our life in such a way where we can enjoy prosperity and peace. Enjoy what you've earned. He's not angry. He wants you to walk in peace and health and happiness, walking in divine health and wholeness, where even our bodies are beginning to line up in perfect alignment as we were created to do. Prosperity and abundance. More than enough so that we can share with others, those that may be less fortunate. And you don't only have to share with people that are less fortunate, just have a attitude of sharing, an attitude of there's always enough and there is enough room. And then begin to commune with Almighty God when you face challenges. We've been through challenges. The whole planet has been through challenges. And more individuals are communing. And we want to know that we're in communion. We want to know that we're in communion with Him. This is how we do that. We begin to discern His love. You know, many years ago, I heard a lady say this, and it was so beautiful and so profound. You know how sometimes some of the most, what seem the simplest statements can hold such truth. I heard her say this. She said, "Do you want to know if the Holy Spirit is with you? If the Holy Spirit is with you, just simply ask the Holy Spirit, 'Holy Spirit, do you love me?' And just listen to the answer. Listen to the answer. I want to say again, when you face difficult situations and challenges, we want to know that God Almighty is with us. Don't you want to know that? When you face a situation or a challenge or you're in the wilderness, you want to know. Or when, even when you're ascending to a new level, I shared with you a very, very, an intelligent, attuned woman talked to me about this ascension that we're experiencing right now. And we want to do it in the divine and perfect will of God. When we're faced with difficult situations and challenges, and we all face them, know that He is with you. You're not alone. When you're making crucial decisions, it could be real estate. It could be, am I going to pursue my education? Am I going to marry? Am I going to have a baby? Listen, when you're making those crucial decisions, how am I going to move forward in ministry? How am I going to positively affect humanity? You want to hear that inner voice saying, walk ye this way. Oh, yeah, somebody grab that one. You want to hear that voice that says, walk ye this way. In other words, you want to hear this voice and receive divine direction and instructions from God Almighty. We want firsthand communication. In other words, we want a word of knowledge from Him. We want wisdom coming from Him. We want to communicate and just spend time with Him. We need to know the will of God for our life. Don't really, you know, sometimes someone says, I'm really trying to figure this out. I'm trying to figure this out. Communicate with Almighty God. Grasp what He has released to you and don't let it go. Then we have to also surrender. Surrender our will, because it's harvest time. What if someone wanted to do a great exchange with you and give you something much better than you already have? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. We update our phones. We get the latest version. What? Because what? It's harvest time, and we want to exchange what we have for something better. And regardless as to where you are right now in your life, it's still not God's best for you. Oh, I may get some criticism from that, but it's okay. God never meant for us to know defeat. He meant for you and I to walk in 100% victory. That's what a mighty man of God spoke many years ago. It's harvest time, and God has a people. And it's time for us to begin to reap our harvest. You're part of this people. You're part of the universal family of Yahweh. You are a member of the universal family. So now, let's not just keep talking. Let's start walking. Let's, you know, when your children or when children get a certain age, we expect them to begin to do some things, right? So now, let's not just talk. Let's walk. Let's put our heads up, stand up straight, put your shoulders back, and receive the continuous flow of knowledge and wisdom and walk in the flow of miracles. You don't want to miss this season. You don't want to miss this ascension. Regain, begin to bring your faculties into line. Begin to bring in all of your faculties, all of your attributes. You can do it. I'm really not asking for us to do anything that is not proper nor in line with the will that God has for our life. I really gave a how-to, how to unlock the will. Think about it. Meditate on it, but more than anything, walk it out. I want to say today, I really want to say hello. I see that we have here, oh my goodness, one of my supporters here, one of my sponsors. We have Rosemary from Powerful Conversations. We have Dolores from Chicago, Illinois. I see that, wow, we have Cynthia all the way from Italy. We are just, oh my goodness, we are all over the place this morning. Oh, we have Doctor, we have the Doctor from Maryland. We have Patra from Maryland. Look at this, we have so many people. And I want to take an opportunity to just say something to you. I want to speak this declaration over you. You're supernaturally anointed by God. I'm speaking to everyone under the sound of my voice. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. You have faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. As you give, my beloved, you receive more back. Marvelous, wonderful, dynamic things are happening in, around, and through you now. Oh, this has been a great time that we've had today. Oh, I'd like to just say hello to some of my sponsors. Oh, I'm really so grateful. I get excited about it because I really want to say hello and a big shout out to Courtney and Isaiah in Atlanta. Thank you. for supporting. Dolores from Chicago, prophetess and elder from Revival and Recovery Conference Line. Helen out of St. Louis from Zion Love Without Limits, St. Louis, Missouri. I already mentioned Reverend Rosemary, powerful conversation, her powerful conference call, and then Peter and Cynthia from Kansas, Aaron from Kansas, Isaiah from Atlanta, and then last but not least, the Collegiate Training Institute, which is incorporated in the Commonwealth of Virginia. If you would like to call me and reach out to me, here's my phone number. Yeah, 703-309-0701. You want to text me? 703-309-0701. You want to email me? Dr. Glovina, and that's Glovina with two I's. So that's Dr. DrGlovinia show at gmail.com. Oh, some people say, I want to write you. P.O. Box 6455, Alexandria, Virginia, 22309. It is such a joy to be with you today. I also have two books, Step Out on Faith and Life Applications for Kingdom Living. This is really a joy for us to be together. And as you continue to listen to the episodes, I really trust and pray that we're growing together in this. We are. We're growing together. I have here, let's see, I don't know if Dolores wants to say hello to us today. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you, Dolores? How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's good to hear you. That's my mother that's saying good morning to us. How are you? You're doing great. It's so good to hear your voice. Anything
yes,
you want to
I'm
say
doing...
to us today?
Yes, I want to say that I love you, and I really enjoyed your message today, and God bless you.
Thank you. You have a beautiful day, Mother, and sending you love and kisses. Well, wasn't that exciting, huh? Well, I want to thank you again for joining us today. And before we conclude, I have another one. Oh, we actually have Reverend Rosemary on the line. And we'd like to know if Reverend Rosemary wants to say hi. Hello, Reverend Rosemary.
Well, thank you. Hi. Wow, this is great. This is great. Thank you for plugging my powerful conversation, which starts at 10 o'clock. Thank you so much. I love you, and you're the greatest. Okay?
Oh, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Well, I want to say thank you again so much for being with us today. And I want you to know that I love you, and I really, really do appreciate you. I appreciate your love, your support. I appreciate what God has placed in you. And I want you to continue to walk in that. Don't ever give up. Know that God is with you.